I wanted to be bubbly and say, hey, welcome to another live edition of the Highbury Squad. Fuming. Absolutely fuming. Look at me. I'm a mess. I haven't slept.
A hot mess. It's
3 o'clock in the morning. Still didn't cut my fringe, everyone. Where do we begin? Amanda, do you want to begin? I mean, let me lob it, right? We'll do the player ratings, but
yeah,
look, if you cannot take your chances, you're not going to win a game. But I have to say, I never like to blame the officials for anything, and I don't think we lost because of the officiating.
We didn't lose.
It feels like it. Okay, but it feels that way. So Freudian slip on my behalf. Excuse me, everybody. It feels like we lost, and I've never seen. I just don't understand. I give up on VAR.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with football with all this shit, honestly. Have you ever watched a match where a player gets sent off? It all stops, and he deserved to be rescinded. I'm not arguing that. That was not a penalty.
That was not.
And I said straight away, and that's not a problem. But the one before was a penalty on the arm that was like that.
Anywhere you go.
And that even is
before
even
VAR was about, yes. That is handball.
Jesus. Honestly, there's so many things we could say, but at the end of the day, I look at it like this. When the referee on BT Sports said, I'm a little bit surprised it wasn't given, but I understand why. Get in the bin. Seriously, understand why. Yeah, you understand why? Because it's not Arsenal. That's why, because it's Arsenal, sorry. And you know what? It's like Steve McManaman said something that made my blood boil. I wrote it down. That's how annoyed I got. He said, that's a penalty if you're an Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
No, Stephen, that's a penalty if you're a football fan. I was livid. I had to write that down.
He said he's pleased
it wasn't given.
Listen, we're part of the media. The media hate us. They absolutely, they crave for Arsenal to be crap. Because it creates stories and engagement and clicks.
Yes, but they love Tottenham. So why? And I'm never a conspiracy theorist.
It's something that's gone on for years. And this is why George Graham used it perfectly. Remember, we had a chat about what was it like with George Graham? That siege mentality where George Graham said, what we do in here, we got to remember everybody out there is against us.
I agree.
They are like, against us.
Do you remember the lead song, Kev?
Yeah.
Everyone hates us, but we don't care.
I don't think we're hated.
I don't think we are.
I think we've become a very hated team and a hateable team, right?
But you know what's even worse, Soph? Is they took 4 hours to look at the bleeding penalty that was rescinded. I don't even think they looked at ours more than 1 second. How can you not see that was a penalty?
No. Here's the thing, PG. Here's the crazy thing, right? They didn't even look at it. The ref didn't even look at it.
They should have gone to the monitor.
VAR said to him, it was no penalty. Not even have a look.
But the thing is, though, Kev, you know, the ref today actually hasn't done anything majorly wrong. He gave us a penalty. He thought it was.
He never gave the first one.
But if he didn't see it, he can't give it. But VAR could see it. That's what I mean.
They didn't even say, go and have a look at it.
Well, yes, so that's not the ref's fault. This is the people behind VAR.
I'm not saying that's the ref's fault. He's not done anything wrong today. I'm just saying.
Do you know what?
Let me reel this back in.
Can I just say something? He protected Saka a bit because he could have gone. I know it wouldn't have been justified, but it was a couple of yellows that he could have given him and he didn't. So I'm not blaming the ref.
Listen, this manager continues to pick Xhaka week in, week out. And he was actually having a decent game up until the mistake. And we're going to get to that. I want to reel that back in. Because the other thing that I thought was absolutely disgraceful, everyone who's listening in chat, all 200 of you, thanks for joining us after a very disappointing draw against Burnley, a team that we really do well against generally. Aubameyang loves to score against them. He scored more goals versus Burnley than any other team. Felt like after that first goal went in, it was going to be my 4-1 prediction. And it just didn't turn out that way. And how is it after so many, a few stoppages in the game, two VAR decisions, there's 4 minutes played. That's the other thing. I was like, where are you getting 4 minutes from? So let's just start with the player ratings because it will take us through the whole game and everything that's happened. And I'm trying to put as many of your comments up, boys and girls and squaddies, as we're talking.
Yes, by the way, hello, squaddies. Thank you for all joining us last night. Irene sends a love, but I can imagine she'll be just fuming as we
are. Frustrated and fuming, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've really tried to be positive lately, you guys, on the pod. And as you've noticed, I've really defended Arteta and given him credit where it's due. Right. And one of the things that I always like to say, and I'll start with you, PG, is don't kill the team when the team sheet comes out. Let's judge them after the game, after the final whistle. Let's start with Leno in goal. Well, maybe we should do Leno and Xhaka together.
No, let's do Leno.
I'm only giving Leno a 6.5 for me because of the save he made to save us from going 2-1 down. I still blame him. I don't care if Xhaka's scored for the ball, called for the ball where Xhaka was. Yes, Xhaka is mainly to blame, but Leno should have cleared it. Leno should have seen the trouble, and Leno should never give Xhaka the ball there in that position ever, ever again, because he has a mistake in him. So for me, he's going to get a 6.5. He did nothing else wrong, but fucking hell.
Casey?
I'm giving Leno a 7.
Why?
I'm giving Leno a 7. It wasn't Leno's fault. We've seen Leno. Listen, you've done your bit. I'm going to say my bit. Leno has played that pass multiple times. And what the player does, the player knows when the goalkeeper rolls it to him, he's got to do it first time. It nullifies the press. But what did Xhaka do?
Xhaka took a touch.
And that's why Wood, he knew, all I need to do is put myself in the firing line. And Xhaka's right foot isn't exactly quality. And he hits him and scores. It's not Leno's fault. I keep hearing this Leno's fault. It's not. That's the way Arsenal
I never played. Said it was Leno's fault.
I never said you said. I said I keep hearing it's Leno's fault. But Leno has done that time and time and time again. And that's how Arsenal get out. We've seen it happen before. It is Xhaka's fault. Simple.
I think it's 80-20. I think he should have...
No, 80-20, PG. It's not.
For me, it is. Because
well, for you,
I don't care if someone calls for the ball. If they're in a dangerous position, why has he done that?
Also, this whole all of a sudden we're crediting our team for how we play out the back. Stop it.
Oh, my God.
If we were that good at playing out from the back, we'd be in a better league position right now. Sometimes, just sometimes, yes, you've got to kick the ball out. But Leno had every opportunity to correct himself, as did Xhaka. For me, the problem started with Pablo Mari. And I don't know why anyone's not calling him out. He gets the ball on that left side. Yes.
No, I don't call him.
Jesus. Well, it's my opinion. He's the one who put Leno in that position. Xhaka then calls for the ball. And Leno, yes, should have kicked it out. But Mari could have just turned and played it to Tierney.
But hold on.
At some point, we just have to stop this nonsense freaking playing it out the back.
So if Mari didn't put Leno in a dangerous position.
Yes, he did.
He wasn't in a dangerous position.
There were two defenders
Xhaka did
coming.
That.
There were two defenders coming in, right? And he didn't read the problem at all. You guys can shake your heads all you want and everything. Mari played like a donkey today. I just don't see it. Well, he makes me feel so uncomfortable. Anyway,
right,
Leno for me.
Leno
for me gets a 5. And he gets the 5 because he made a really good save. And other than that, you know, I mean, This just proves as well why some people were losing their minds about, you know, losing Emi Martinez, because he was he's much better with his feet. And Leno panicked, and they panicked because that's how the manager wants them to play. And
so if we can't go on to Emi, Leno's a great goalkeeper. I'm just
giving you an example
moment.
That sometimes he feels uncomfortable in those situations.
He wasn't. He wasn't uncomfortable. He gave the ball to Xhaka for Xhaka to pass it wide, and Xhaka took a touch. Listen, when you play the game, you realize if he takes the touch, we trapped him. And that's what they done. They trapped Xhaka.
The problem was they started to press and press and press.
Because they smelled the blood.
We've always got a mistake in us.
We're pathetic. We're mentally impotent. We're such mentally impotent. It's unbelievable how our team cannot stay focused for 90 plus minutes. It's unbelievable.
Right,
it
next
really
one
is
Chambers. Right, so if let's go on Chambers with you. What do you give him?
I just don't understand how everyone today, not everyone, a lot of people say, oh, I forgot what a great player Chambers is. Do me a favor. Are you serious? This guy could barely get into the team. Okay, he's had injuries. He's been at the club for so long. Comes in for one game. This is how pathetic we are, that we accept that. It's mediocrity at its highest level. Was he decent? Fine. But is he someone who should be in the team and starting? No, not for me. He gets a 5.
Kev?
I'll give Chambers a 6. I thought he'd done okay today. Didn't really do much wrong, but wasn't really great either. So I'd give him a 6.
I was thinking that. I didn't think he was as bad as you said, Soph. I actually thought he was all right. But the thing is, we really missed Cedric, didn't we?
God. I think Sophie's talking about pushing on. Sophie's not just talking about today. She's talking about we're going to be pushing on in general, the Chambers and that won't be anywhere.
The
shouldn't Xhakas be anywhere
of the
near
world,
it.
The Elnenis of the world, the Chambers of the world. You want this team to improve in the league.
But it's going to take time.
Those decisions are very easy. Those players shouldn't be there. Okay, the manager continues to pick them.
Sorry, we've got some game by numbers versus Burnley for Chambers. 100% tackles won, 74% pass accuracy, 9 ball recoveries, 5 clearances, 2 chances created. That's why I don't think he did that bad. But anyway, we're all entitled to our opinion.
I don't care what his stats are. He is not good enough to play for Arsenal Football Club.
We know that, Soph. We know.
I'm just talking about today's game. We're marking on today, not anything else.
Why are you resting Cedric? Why are you resting Cedric? You shouldn't be doing that. He's not played a lot this season, right? I'm just giving you my opinion based on what I know right now. The rumour is from Chris Wheatley is that he was rested, right?
Four
I would rather Bellerin played.
4 games in 9 days.
What I'm going to say is you don't know every player's personal recovery. No, Soph. Every player, recovers differently. Look at Saka. He can play every 3 days. Not every player's like that.
I've been very positive about
this. Did you need a month off? Did you need a month off every game?
Oh, jeez. You wouldn't play much games then, would you? Jesus.
Wait till next week. The ratings are about this match. Yeah, and in this match, Joel, for me, still not good enough. Okay?
He's talking to the audience now, Kev. Right, going around with the audience. Next one is David Luiz. Kev, you go first.
I thought David Luiz had a decent game. I'd give David Luiz a 6. I'd give him a 6. I didn't think he was awful or anything like that. But you do know that Burnley are going to ask questions, and they've got big lads up top, so they're going to ask you questions. I thought he'd done all right.
Well, for me, I actually thought 6.5 for David Luiz. I actually thought he was all right. I actually thought he played better in the second half than the first half. Do you know what? I actually don't mind him in our defence when he doesn't do anything stupid. I actually think he's quite a good defender, and I quite like his authority. That's what I'm going to say. So 6.5 for me. Soph, Luiz?
Gets a 6. He had a decent game. Bailed out Mari a couple times.
She's tired.
Not tired. I'm pissed
off.
Tired
of this.
Even I know that. So Sophie's pissed off.
Sophie's pissed.
The mediocrity, accepting the acceptance of mediocrity, just shows you the state of this football club. And I'm sorry, I've been so positive. And today, I'm sorry, that was a must-win game. And we fucked it up.
So, okay, so let's go on to Mari. So let's start with you, Soph, because you've got this bee in your bonnet about Mari today. So let's talk.
He makes me feel so uncomfortable. Listen, I'm not being too emotional. I'm just spitting facts, my opinions. If you don't like it,
I'll have a cup of tea while she talks to the audience.
I mean, it's just like crazy. How can anyone not have some type of emotional feedback after that performance in that game? Listen, Pablo Mari to me makes me feel very uncomfortable. There's moments in the game where I feel like I thought he generally is a good reader of the game. His lack of pace, you know, we didn't have to worry about that in this match. I thought there were times where he was out of position. That's just my opinion. I don't think he's the answer at the back. I would be playing, when fit, Gabriel and someone else. He's a squad player to me. And if you think this defense is going to improve with players like Chambers and Mari at the back, then you got another thing coming, people.
I think the reason we've got these players in today is that he thought he could beat Burnley with them, and we've got the Europa League either side of this, and I think that's what he's aiming for. I would agree about Mari on score. I actually gave him a 5.5. He doesn't worry me as much as he worries you, but going forward, Gabriel would always be my first choice, and he was on the bench. So I'm going to give him a 5.5. Kev?
I'm going to give Pablo Mari a 6. I thought he'd done all right. I don't agree with Sophie that he put Leno in problems. I don't agree with it whatsoever. But, you know, that's Sophie's opinion, and it's respected. I thought he'd done okay, to be honest. I thought he'd done okay.
Niagara Falls Gooner, we haven't got to Xhaka yet. What are you talking about? Go on, PG. Who's next?
Let me tell you, Niagara Falls Gooner, there is no protecting that man today.
Don't mess today.
I mean,
in control of the comments.
You think it's been bad so far? Just hold on.
And this is without PMT. Oh, this is post-match tension. Right.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Tierney.
Yep.
Do you know what, Kev? Honestly, every time I see his name on the team sheet, I get a little smile. I just think, thank God he's fit today. I am such a Tierney lover. He gets a 7 for me today. I feel protected. Where you don't feel protected with Mari, I feel protected with Tierney. I felt like he gave as much as he could. It's interesting, actually. When you think about this, Burnley isn't an easy place to go, is it? But they're so poor at the moment that we should have taken our chances, which we'll discuss in a minute. But Tierney, always on the team sheet for me. He gets a 7. Kev?
I thought Tierney had a good game. He was offering us something down at left-hand side most of the time. I'm going to give Tierney a 6 today.
Okay. Happy Soph?
By the way, someone said I should calm down. It's not healthy. Have you watched other Arsenal podcasts? There's a lot of shit going on.
There's a lot going on, but it's 5 a.m. or
6 a.m. for so she's been up.
This has got nothing. This has got nothing to do with the time I got up. Kevin will tell you. I'm up at all hours, and I do not need too much sleep. I'm just pissed about that game. And Tierney did not have a good game today. He was okay. But if Pepe, he put it on a platter.
Enough.
For Pepe.
We haven't got to Pepe yet. We haven't
I'm
got there
yet. I'll give Tierney a 5.5 today. I didn't think he was that great.
Okay. Party. We'll go to you first, Soph. Go on.
Well, he started the goal, right? He got the ball from Leno, did the right thing, turned, went forward. Instead of going back, two defenders coming at him, touch, Willian. Bosch to Xhaka, and then to Willian, and started that whole move. You could tell, I mean, he's just a really good player. I thought he faded as the game went on. I think that's got a lot to do with his fitness. But for the first half, I give him a 7. For his overall performance, I'll give him a 6.5.
That's what I gave him, 6.5. I thought he was brilliant first half. Didn't really see much of him second half. But again, we're easing you in. I thought he'd play him today and I thought he'd come off. But honestly, there's some times where he just passes that ball with such sublimeness, if that's a word. Again, the minute I see his name on the team sheet, I get a big smile. There's three players that I get that smile with. I think you can guess the third one.
He can give the ball away a lot too, though. I mean, someone wrote that. And he does need to work on his shooting. He had an opportunity in the first half where he could have touched the ball, guys, controlled it, took a wild shot. I'd like him to get a little bit better at that. 400 plus in chat now. Give us a like and subscribe if you're new.
You take a touch there, you get closed down. That you had to take it first.
He had a lot of room. Anyway,
trust me, because he's coming at the ball fast and because the defenders will be coming, you take a touch, all of a sudden the speed of both shuts your space down. That's why he takes it first time. That's why the cutback, you take it first time.
But, yeah, hey, I can understand that, but his shooting is wild.
He needs to improve that part of his game for sure.
He does, but also he's not 100% fit, is he? No, he's not match fitness, I mean. And also, I do feel, I gave him a 6.5. I do feel he just gives us something. And he makes Xhaka, apart from the goal, he makes him so much better. But we'll get on to Xhaka.
They were doing really well, to be honest. I'm going to be fair about something, it was the fact that they were controlling the game. They were absolutely controlling the game.
We didn't take our chances. What's Kev's?
Party for me, I'm going to give him a 7 because without him, a lot of our play in the first half, which let's be honest, we should have been out of sight yet again. A lot of the build-up play, everything stems through him. And that goal, the way he manoeuvred that ball and then passed it straight into Willian, I'm telling you now, anybody, watch it. Watch it.
Beautiful.
It is absolutely brilliant the way he does it. And I just thought he was good first half. Obviously, they adjusted and made it a fight, which is going to nullify him, which is going to make it a lot more war of attrition. But I just think he's got so much quality for us. I'll give him a 7.
But I did notice, and someone pointed this out, and Soph just said it, he did give the ball away quite a bit in the second half.
Yeah.
And
well, the second half is the second half.
Yeah,
they adjusted. And listen, if you're killing us in the first half, we're going to adjust and make sure you don't kill us in the second half.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So they adjusted. They made it a battle.
Sean Dyche did well changing it. I'll tell you that for nothing.
The difference in terms of how our team came out after the halftime team talk versus how Burnley came out. They smelt blood and they went for it. And they got much more aggressive, pressing, and, you know, they felt like they could nick a goal.
Do you want me to read some quotes from Arteta or wait?
In a sec, I just wanted to say thanks to all 450 of you who have joined us in live chat. Burnley 1, Arsenal 1. Very disappointing draw. Feels like a loss. These are the player ratings. Join in with us in chat. Give us a like if you dig us and subscribe if you have not yet. Some great content that comes to you Monday through Friday. Our trailblazing, groundbreaking Wii podcast growing by the day, and we can't do it without each and every one of you. And thanks to our sponsor, Football Prizes, for all that they do for us as well.
Yep.
Now you can read what the manager had to say. Can't wait to hear what his excuse is.
Okay. Arteta, really tough place to come on a tough, tough pitch, which we were going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. We need to score when we get the big chances. We didn't today. We thought we should have been 2 or 3 up in the first half. I said that. We have to come here and win when we play. How we did in the first half. We are too inconsistent at the moment to challenge for top four. We need to find consistency. If you don't score the big chances, if you give the goal to an opponent and you don't get the penalty when it's a clear decision, it's pretty hard. It's an obvious decision and someone has to explain to me what a penalty is. Well, we've been through that at the beginning. None of us can understand that. Right.
He's right. By the way, he's spot on.
He is. I think he is. But we always think he's more than we give.
He is spot on. He is spot on.
Our next one. This could just erupt. Is Xhaka. Oh,
Jesus. Someone just said I've calmed down, that the squaddies are safe.
Not and now.
Amanda just mentioned Xhaka.
Right, listen. You cannot deny that when he plays with Partey and doesn't make a mistake like he did, then he's playing very, very well. Is he our future? No. But we have to have patience. He has to have his summer window. I do not see Xhaka in this team next season. If he is, I would be mortally, I think that's the word, I'm sure Newman will tell me, mortally disappointed. Now, for me, Xhaka, I don't even know what to mark him, because if you take the goal away, he was all right. It was about a 5 or a 6, but you minus 34. You cannot make mistakes like that. You just can't. You can't. You're a professional player. You're an international. What the fuck are you doing taking 2 chances to clear it? I don't even want to mark him. And I'll go on to you.
Well, no, I'm have to. Come
but
on.
I'm going to give him a 5, because to be fair, I'm always fair. I'll give him a 5 because he would have got a 6 if it wasn't for the fucking stupid idiot goal. But yeah, I'll get a 5 from me. Kev?
I'm going to give Xhaka 4. And okay. I thought he had a decent game up until that, but you can't keep giving people legs up. And he has got a history of doing it. Let's be honest, he's got a history of doing it. And, you know, we talk about somebody shouldn't really have carry over with previous offences. Unfortunately, Xhaka's got previous.
Yeah.
And if you're a midfielder and the goalkeeper's playing you the ball, you know as a professional it goes first time. You know it. I know it. When I'm watching it and I saw Leno roll the ball to him, I'd say, Xhaka's going to do it first time. But if you watch it, as soon as he takes a touch, you see Chris Wood check. As soon as he takes a touch, you watch it again. He checks because he knows we've trapped him. And then him trying to play a right-footed ball.
I mean, oh, my God, don't.
Look, I'll give him a 4. I don't even want to talk about Xhaka.
Kevin, you just said it really well in that I've defended Xhaka a lot over the last couple of years, and I feel like he's improved this season, and he's definitely played better when he was when he plays with Partey. I think he actually did well even when Partey was out injured. He seems to be in a terrible team, a solid choice in midfield, passes backwards too much, passes sideways too much, but he's a repeat offender. So, you know, when you are getting trouble with the law, you go to court and the judge says to you, you come up in front of me again and I'll put you in the slinger, right? The judge, it's time to call it. If this team wants to improve, he's got to be put in Arsenal jail.
Finally.
He's got to go to Arsenal prison. And you know what his sentence is? Not to be a starter in this team again. I don't give a shit who you're going to play, especially in the league, okay? Especially in the Europa League, where we could get caught and the mistakes are going to cost us too much and we desperately need to progress in that. He gets a big, fat, juicy 0 just for that alone. Sorry, if I'm going to give Leno, what did I give Leno? I was too generous, a 5, because he made that save. But Xhaka gets a 0. He should know better. He's the type of player that is supposed to lead on the pitch, and he can't do it. We're mentally impotent. He's mentally impotent. He's a serial offender, and this just can't go on. 0-0-0. Garbage.
I said the day I walked out the Emirates when he threw his top on the floor, for me, he should have been gone then. And that, for me, is where we have been going wrong all the time. You're right. He shouldn't be a starter. Unfortunately, he is, because we don't have much else. But I'm sure if he went down to the reserves or the academy, there must be someone better.
He keeps picking him.
Because, Soph, when he plays with Partey, he has improved. And I'm not a lover at all. Listen, and I've just seen a comment that there's no way you can see it. And it's right. You can't blame Xhaka for the loss. It feels like a loss. The draw today. We didn't take our chances. He's not up front trying to score.
We're not talking about. Hold on a minute.
Hold on a minute.
We're talking about an incident that happens more and more with this player.
You don't have to tell me about Xhaka. I didn't want to play from that day onward.
Don't be reading out comments about he didn't do this and he did it. He cost us a win today because we could have won the game 1-0.
Hold on, Kev. We had chances that we didn't take.
No, hold on. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Granit Xhaka.
Yeah.
Even Chris Wheatley. Go on, Kev.
If Granit Xhaka doesn't make that mistake, we win the game 1-0.
Not necessarily, yes. And you know
yes,
that.
Yes, we do.
They might score after.
Chris Wheatley, who's a very level-headed journalist and reporter, actually said after that mistake, I would be surprised if Xhaka played for Arsenal again.
He will.
We said that when he threw his top on the flipping pitch and they still played the game.
Exactly. Arteta keeps making... Listen, if he wants to try and improve for the rest of the season, he's got to take... What does he have to lose to play Partey and Ceballos together?
I'm not saying that. But my point is, and I'll still stand by this, yeah? Just because he did that, and that was disgraceful, and I wouldn't have him playing for us anyway, and I'm not bailing him out as I can see someone saying that, because... I'd never bail out Xhaka. My point is this. No, that wasn't. Another point. The point is this. I don't bail out anybody. But what I will say is he wasn't the one that missed the chances in front of goal that could have won us the game.
He didn't
cost us the game in the 90th minute, did he? It was, what, 20 minutes before? We had chances.
Let's get to the other players.
We've got
500 people in live chat. Thanks so much for joining us.
500 people.
Have your voice heard.
It's a little prickly today.
We're not usually this prickly. And you know what? Yes, why did Ceballos come on? What does... we'll get to the subs. But you're right. Makes two major mistakes in Europe, plays him. Xhaka makes mistakes, plays him. Chambers plays him.
I've got Arteta on Xhaka here, and he's put Arteta, Xhaka, Leno mix up. It can happen in football. It is what it is. It's the way I want to play. We just need to know the risk in certain areas. And then Aubameyang's come out and said, let's be honest, Vieira, on the side. In this game, when you produce chances as we did today, we should have won this game, but it is what it is. Let's move forward. Big week coming. It's all right, Aubameyang, to say that. You know, of course, I understand that. But you can't just dismiss the chances that you and your players missed, I'm afraid. Anyway, go on. Saka.
He had a bad game today. I'm just going to give him a four. He was really bad today. He missed a chance to make it 2-0 would be a completely different game. You want to get into that now about the missed chances? Let's start off with our golden boy, Saka. He is not immune to criticism. He had a poor game today. He almost got sent off and he missed an absolute sitter that could have changed the trajectory of that entire first half. A four for him just for showing up and wearing the shirt.
I give Saka a five. It wasn't a great game by Saka. I thought he'd done all right at times, but he wasn't himself. And Sophie's right, to be honest. That gilt-edged chance in the box, you've got to hit the target. You know, you've got to score. He hit the target, he scores. He missed it. Unfortunately, our jewel in the crown wasn't shining bright today.
Well, I gave him a 5.5. I was concerned about yellow card. I wanted him to be subbed because there's no way we can afford to lose him. It wasn't brilliant, but he wasn't terrible. He was involved. He was trying to get involved in everything. But yes, he had a sitter that he missed. But do you know what? It just wasn't our day. Okay.
It wasn't our day. We have to call it as we see it.
Yeah, that's the lowest I've ever given Saka is a 5.5, and that's quite a low score for me. The next thing. Udogar.
Why did he get subbed? He was our best player.
Because the way they adjusted, we couldn't get him the ball. We couldn't get him the ball in the dangerous areas because they blocked us up in the middle. They didn't care. They wanted Chambers to have the ball and they wanted Tierney to have it, but they didn't want us coming through the middle to hurt themselves. I'm telling you, they adjusted to us and Arteta had to adjust to them in the end.
Yeah, with Ceballos.
Well,
who made two major mistakes in Europe, but yet gets picked. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Martinelli has to do to get a game of the Arsenal. I'm starting to believe that Arteta does not believe in him. I just don't get it. I really don't. And I'm not saying he was the answer in this instance for this sub. But I think the thing with Odegaard is, I mean, could you have moved him on the flank, Kev? You know, for Saka?
But this is the problem. Because when you bring Lacazette on, Aubameyang moves, you see?
But I wouldn't have bought Lacazette on. But
this is what you're saying. What could you have done? The fact of the matter is you brought Lacazette on because we're trying to win the game. So you bring Lacazette on and then that moves Aubameyang out, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Willian goes off. And then you bring Pepe on. Odegaard goes off. Or whichever one goes off for whoever. So that limits where Martinelli's going to go if you're going to bring Martinelli on. And then that ain't the problem. The problem then is creating the opportunities for those boys up front, which we did do, but we couldn't take our chances.
Yeah, but for Run With Cows again, you know, his brain's so much quicker. And I think, you know, we were talking about it in our group. I just feel like he's the one that could unlock the defence, more so than Willian today, even though Willian had the...
Yeah, but the problem is, ladies, the problem is if you can't get him the ball, he can't unlock anything.
No, but I can't believe some of the scores I'm seeing for Odegaard. He was my sort of man of the match. Yeah, 7 was what I gave him. I thought he was classy. He did a fantastic pullback in the first half, and... Again, I do think his brain is too fast for some of the players. He's going to take time to settle in.
Again, first half and second half, the second half changes a bit, doesn't it? Because they adjusted.
Agree. Their adjustments forced us into having to make adjustments.
Adjustments ourselves, yeah.
I'm not convinced that Arteta made the right adjustments for this game. That's okay. And I'm not trying to make this about the manager, Gunn. I'm not. I'm just calling it as I see it. Jesus Christ, dare anyone criticise Arteta for a sub? Give me a break.
But the thing is, though, what I don't understand is why he did bring that. There's a few things, but let's finish the team scores. What did you give Odegaard, Kev?
I gave Odegaard 7. I thought it was quality first half. Kept it moving, was smart. He played well with Saka at times as well on either side. So, listen, I'll give him a 7. I thought it was quality. And obviously come off because we couldn't get him the ball.
Yeah.
And I agree with Mishane here. Sometimes, you know, we complain about, Aubameyang now is getting the ball. But sorry, exactly. Too smart.
It's going to take time with Odegaard because he's a completely different player to what we're used to. And these players have got to get used to him. But they need to get used to him fast because he's bloody intelligent and he's classy. I mean, we all agree on Odegaard on this one. So, all right, Willian.
I love to play the what if game, Mario.
I thought Willian done all right. I thought the break he done for the goal was very good, running directly at the defense, giving it to Aubameyang. I'd give Willian a 6.
I haven't got much to say about Willian at the moment, to be honest. I never get excited when I see his name. I know he did all right last week and he did help us and change us. But
hey, by the way, I wouldn't mind if he was paying me, I tell you.
I was wondering when you were going to respond to that.
I was talking, but I wouldn't mind if I was getting paid for it, I tell you.
We get paid peanuts for this, don't we, Kev? Absolutely nothing.
You get paid, do you?
No, I get paid with your love. Right, listen.
Who's love?
Who are we talking about? Willian, shut up.
Willian.
I'll give him a 6, but I've got not much else to say. The thing is, he did, you know, for the goal, it was lovely. Party, Willian, Aubameyang, it was nice. Give me a 6. I'll give him a 6. He didn't do anything dramatically wrong. He wasn't a Xhaka, was he, today? So, 6.
Other than the pass for Aubameyang's goal, which Aubameyang did all the hard work and Partey did. Everyone going, another assist for Willian. He just passed it to him, guys. And then Aubameyang did all the hard work and absolutely broke ankles of the Burnley defence. And let's be honest, Pope should have saved that. So we got a bit lucky there, okay? So other than that, for me, didn't do much. I'll give him a four. I would have yanked him off.
You know what? I thought the minute that went in, we were going to have so much luck today because how that goalkeeper let that ball in like that.
What are you laughing at?
I really thought it was going to be our day. It's not.
PG, I did two. I did two. I thought we were going to go on and score four.
And I predicted 2-1, and I thought we were on for it. I thought it was going to happen. I thought we were just going to carry that momentum, but we haven't lost. Let's just back up here a sec. We haven't lost. 2 12:30s we've played, or middays, or whatever we've done, and we haven't lost. It's a little bit of an improvement. I'm trying to hold on to something positive. Okay. Last but not least, Aubameyang.
Wait, did it count as an assist?
Yeah, did it?
I don't think so.
As I said, in name only.
Overblown stat in football.
He passed it. Look, so here's the question. If he doesn't pass it to him, does Aubameyang score? No.
Yeah, but you know what? Do you know how much work Aubameyang did? He assisted himself.
Oh,
that's what I'm going to say.
For God's sake. Yeah. Jesus. Just answer the question. PG. If he doesn't pass it to him, does Aubameyang score it?
Where's my
Who knows?
Yeah, PG and I were agreeing a bit too much in our WhatsApp.
I know.
I'm
felt a bit lost, to be honest. What's next?
I know
PG?
It feels like a loss, Michael. We all feel like that. It's weird. We haven't lost, so we have
where
to
have
hold on.
Where have you been, Taib? I've needed you. We're not haters. We're not. Did you hear the show? The Olympiacos game, and did you hear the last Premier League game? Did you hear us? We were actually eating crow about Willian.
Yeah, I actually gave him man of the match, didn't I, last week?
You did.
Eamon, we're not haters. We just don't like what's happened today. And
but Willian weren't back. Saka was worse.
We haven't hated on Willian. Yeah, we haven't. Worse. We've given
you've given Willian the same as Saka.
Yeah, but...
You can't say he wasn't as bad as
Saka. All right, you know what?
Well, I did give Willian a four, did I?
I never said you, PG.
Oh.
Jesus.
All right, then. I'll adjust it. I'll give Saka a three and Willian can keep the four.
Yeah. I don't feel... Right, so Aubameyang...
PG, Esty's bad today. She's bad.
I'm glad you're next to her and I'm down here.
Oh, jeez.
Who's next? Yeah. Aubameyang.
I'm a bit torn on this.
I thought Aubameyang was on it a bit today. He looked sharp first half, running over the top. You know, they were starting to look like they were playing to his strengths. But again, first half, we looked the business. You know, had a couple of chances. Maybe could have done better with the one that fell to him in the box with his left foot. But I thought he run channels well. He looked pretty dangerous, held the ball up at times. I thought he'd done all right first half, and then second half, when they adjusted, couldn't get him the ball. And then we had to adjust. Lacazette came on. He went wide. And, you know, the rest is kind of history.
They didn't really get another chance.
I'll give Aubameyang a seven.
Yeah, that's what
I
did.
Aubameyang a seven.
I've written seven down. Yeah. Man of the match. Yeah, Cole said that. I sort of gave it to Leno and then that all changed. Do you know what? When first half with Aubameyang, I thought, do you know what? He's back. He's absolutely back. This is what we've been missing. And then second half, he sort of wasn't back. And I know Burnley changed it, but you know what? Just because they started pressing doesn't mean we can't play our game. And he just... I'm not giving anyone man of the match today. I'm not giving anyone. That's that. So for me, Aubameyang is seven. I haven't got much to say about it, to be honest. He should have scored another one, but hey-ho. Soph?
Thought he had a great first 20 minutes. And then after that, he faded out the game completely. Couldn't really get hold of the ball. Just faded. Absolutely faded like an old photograph that you took in the 80s. One of those Polaroids, the ones you have to shake.
Sorry, don't the 80s.
No, I love the 80s. So for me, gets a five. Aubameyang.
Oh, really? Okay.
I thought that he started off so well and I was like, this is going to get another hat trick. But for me, I just think he gets a five because you've got to insert yourself in the match and he fades. And that's just my opinion today. I just didn't think he was great in the second half. I know it was tougher for us. I expect him to do a little bit more. We had three shots on target the entire game, you guys. After the first 20 minutes, he didn't have a shot on target. So, you know, you can come at me all you want, but, you know, facts are facts. Faded.
Right, we've got a couple of subs. Pepe. I have defended Pepe to the hilt, but Harry did not connect with that ball to make it 2-1. I don't know. And I want answers. I want Pepe to come out.
He did connect.
He didn't.
He did. He touched the ball. But it went that way, not that way.
It looked like it went under his foot and he didn't know what had gone on.
No, he did connect. That's the crazy thing. He connected, but he kind of caught his heel when it went. Oh, it was...
I keep thinking in my head, was the pitch was awful, we know. Was it spinning the ball? But no, sorry, I can't defend Pepe today. Yeah, it was. Man of the match for Burnley. Gave him a goal. Xhaka assisted. Xhaka got an assist today. God, I'm so upset. I thought Pepe, as you said in our group, Soph, was going to come on and be, you know, the superhero. He wasn't, unfortunately.
He had the chance, didn't he?
He did.
He had two chances.
He did. I don't even think I can give Pepe more than a 4.5, if I'm honest, and that's what I'm going for.
Yeah, someone said that I gave the same mark to Leno and Aubameyang. We have to score and take our chances. And this is why I was wanting to wait with PG to get to this point, because yes, Xhaka made a terrible mistake. Yes, Leno should have done better, but we should have been 3-0 up in the first half and we did not take our chances. Pepe's miss is unforgivable. That is a £72 million player. I don't care what your price is. If you're a £1 million player, you've got to finish that. Now, the other one was an amazing defensive move, the shoulder. I mean, he smacked it. I thought it was going in and it was just a brilliant...
Well, it was. Yeah. He's done unbelievable, hasn't he? He's done unbelievable on the line.
And he should have scored that. He would have been the hero. It would have been a moment. And I thought that he was electrifying when he came on for a few... He inserted energy and he created fire and he was creating problems. And this is why I kept saying last week, keep playing him. He's on a run. He's on fire. He's got 5-6 games under his belt now where arguably he looks like he's the one that's going to create the most problems for the opposition. I mean, really, I think Pepe could have played today. It's the one, there were two decisions, Pepe and for me, Chambers. And I know, say what you want about Chambers, but I thought Pepe should have started, could have created more problems. I know that Burnley love to... they're so difficult to break down, aren't they, Kev? So I can see maybe why he was thinking he wouldn't get a sniff in this game because of that.
Not until late. Yeah, when it opens up. Yeah.
So anyway, I just thought Pepe did. And, you know, I've been critical of Pepe. That's why you can say all you want in chat. I call it as I see it, you guys. And for me, he's been great lately. And I love to eat humble pie because I want to see him do well. And he had that moment and he missed it. It's such a shame.
The thing is, Soph, and I'll say it again and again and again.
What did you give him, Soph? Sorry.
Yeah, what are you going to give him?
Okay, so if I'm going to punish other players for making a mistake, I've got to punish him for missing a great chance and a sitter that could have won us the game. So I'll give him a 5.
Oh, you've gone higher than me?
Yeah.
Right. I want to say something, and I'm going to say it again and again and again. Just because you want Pepe to play, it doesn't mean he is right to play. If his recovery is, every human on this planet recovers different. You two can have far less sleep than me and still work in life. Me, if I had your two sleep, I'd be on the floor. Everyone is different. Okay. So just because you think Pepe should play, he may not be in the red zone or whatever you call it, whatever zone it is. Kev, I'm going to ask you this. Surely every teammate of yours recovered differently.
Yeah, but they've had a week. So, you know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I understand what you're saying. There are certain different things that have to be taken into consideration, I think, is what you're saying.
Yeah, everything.
PG, because I understand they've had a week, but there's 4 games coming in 9 days, right? So what the manager's going to do, although it winds some of the fans up and it winds Sophie up sometimes, is he starts planning ahead.
Yeah.
While this game's going, if you know what I mean. He plans ahead so he thinks, right, I've got players here. I'll pick this team that I think could beat Burnley. But I know there's certain players who are going to play against Olympiacos in the week. You know what I mean? And that sort of frustrates Sophie at times, because why didn't Pepe play? Because probably he thinks Pepe's going to play in midweek.
Yeah,
that's always difficult. But we haven't got like for like in the squad, unfortunately. The quality isn't as good when you shuffle. I'm gonna give Pepe a 4, because he did bring a little bit of energy, but when it came to the key points to score, he just couldn't take them. And he weren't on the pitch a long time, but he had opportunities to change the game for us, and he couldn't take them, unfortunately.
PG, I understand you have some quotes from the gaffer. Let's finish off the player ratings, and then we'll get to the gaffer's ratings too. We got Laka and Ceballos left. I thought Laka was a hot mess when he came on. Whoa. Again, a player I've defended and love, and I think he does so much more off the ball than he gets credit for. I mean, screaming like that, he got the player booked, which I think that worked and stuff. And then when the volley came in, he thought he was going to get a free kick. And again, theatrics, and that could have cost us, but for a great Leno save. So for me, Laka gets a 3. I thought he did nothing.
I agree, nothing at all. Neither of them. I'd give him 4, both of them.
Yeah, Lacazette gets a 4. I don't think there was much in it.
He tried once.
He tried. You know, there was the one where, was it Ceballos hit the post? The ball came in and he's the one who nodded it down, etc. But, you know, there weren't a lot going on at the top end. We had some real clear-cut chances and didn't take them. And unfortunately, none never fell to him. So that's life.
Yeah, I'll give Ceballos, again, rewarding a player who almost lost us a spot in the Europa League. Just don't get
this
it.
This is Burnley. Stop it.
No, I'm sorry. I just don't see it. The quicker he goes back to Real Madrid, the better.
Okay, well, I'm going to read them out, okay?
Hold on. Well, what we're giving him, is there any mark, or we're not going to give Ceballos a mark?
Well, I've given him a 4.
I'll give him a 2.
I've never gone lower than 4. 2.
Go on then.
Arteta on our penalty, he's going mad about it, I have to tell you. He's interfering with the trajectory of the ball. He's got no intention to play the ball. It's simple. You have to put it in the net. That's individual quality on the missed chances. Arteta on the result. I'm disappointed with the result, but the reality is when you come here, which is a tough place to play and generate the chances we created, you don't score enough, give a goal to the opponent, and then don't get the decisions that you should get. It becomes difficult to win league games. Arteta and Arsenal's chances, well, we have to be more ruthless because there are open situations that we created, 1-on-1 situations, cutbacks on the 6-yard box. We hit the bar, we hit the post. We had a shot blocked when their keeper was beaten, but it is what it is. We have to be more ruthless. Right, Arteta playing out from the back. It is what it is. It's the way we play. It's the way I want to play. And we just have to know the risk and the rules and rules that we have in certain areas and the types of balls we have to play. Arteta on Xhaka's error has come out a little bit more now and said, it can happen in football. We did it using Bernd and trying to use the holding midfielder in that situation. We scored a goal from Aubameyang all the way from Bernd Leno. We conceded one chance and that comes from Bernd Leno deciding to get the ball long, and we could not control the second ball with an open structure. Arteta on silly mistakes. It looks easy from the outside, but it's not that easy on here. If someone tries to make a mistake because they want to play, I will always support them. If someone is hiding and they don't want to play and then makes a mistake, I'm not going to have that.
Yeah. Can you just read that last line back again? What is he not going to have if someone makes a mistake?
If someone hides.
If hides. He's not going to have it. Yeah. He said if they want to play football and try their best in a way, then he'll support them. Look.
So he's defending Xhaka?
Of course he is. He's defending the way the team plays.
Errors happen. They do happen. Mm-hmm. It just seems to happen a lot with Xhaka. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I think the thing with Arteta, and you know I'm a staunch supporter, absolute 100%, but I can criticise him. Didn't like some of the teams set up today, and I didn't like the fact that second half he didn't really make the change that we needed. And I don't like the fact he's going on about the penalty. Don't deflect
my goal.
It.
Is that my PG?
I will.
face-off. I still think it's a face-off moment.
No, I still think it's 100% right for the job, but I go on game by game. And I keep saying the same thing. He will get to the end of next season. I don't care what people say about this summer and stuff. You know, for me, he gets to the end of next season, and that's that. I think that Sean Dyche has done better for Burnley today than Arteta's done for us. He changed that game. He's actually, to me, Sean Dyche has what he's told his team to do, got them the point. And I think Arteta needs to look at sometimes.
I give you a standing ovation.
Well, it's just how I see it. I thought Sean Dyche was excellent in what he did because he completely changed them and stopped us playing. So, yeah. I mean, look, yes, it was a penalty. Yes, we might have won 2-1. We might not have converted the penalty, but at the end of the day, you can't keep going on and on and on about that, Arteta. You know.
Of course you can.
You can, but you've got to talk about the other things as well. The fact that we didn't take the chances.
He has talked about the other things.
He has, Kevin. I've got them all here, yeah. But it's a lot about the penalty.
Yeah, but that's a game-changing opportunity.
But take your chances. We don't need to rely on a penalty.
We didn't take our chances. But when you get the opportunities, 1-1 in a tight game, and a player handballs it, that is going to get the lion's share of the attention.
Then we're going to move on to something that Sophie bangs on about the whole time, yeah? If you are at 1-1, why not bring Martinelli on? I don't understand. 15 minutes of Martinelli against Burnley surely is better than Lacazette.
PG, what's happened? Are you coming over to the dark side?
No.
Be very careful.
I always told you there'd always be one question asked Arteta. The first one was Willian, yeah? Well, that's all gone out because he's improving slightly. My next question is, if you don't fancy Martinelli, stop putting him on the bench. Put someone else on because we need players on that bench that can change games at 1-1. That's what we need.
Hold on a minute. So the adjustments that Mikel Arteta made and we create chances.
Not goading her, I'm agreeing.
And we don't take them. Is because Mikel Arteta never brought Martinelli on.
That's not what she said.
No, it's what I'm saying. So what are you saying then, PG? Because I'm sure he adjusted and we created the chances.
Yeah. But he didn't bring Martinelli on to score the chance, did he? And don't tell me he's not worth being given a chance. It's like the whole Balogun argument again, isn't it? If you have a player that can score goals, why do you not bring him on? I've not questioned it the last couple of months.
He brought Lacazette on.
Yeah, but then to me, that's the wrong mistake today. If you're not going to start Lacazette, don't bring him on. He's not going to score goals.
He scored at Brighton, but it's all right to bring him on at Brighton, but not all right to bring him on today.
Different game.
Well, it is different. But that's the game.
Okay, so, Kev, I'm going to ask you like I did months ago. Why, and not Martinelli, we spoke about Balogun about this. Why not try him? If it doesn't work, fine.
So I'm going to ask you a question then. Where are you going to try him? Martinelli is not a number 9. He plays on the left. Arteta decided to bring Lacazette on. That's why Aubameyang moves to the left.
One
of the wide spots that Martinelli would function is taken. So what does he do? He decides, right, what I'm going to do, because the game's pretty tight, I'm going to bring someone on who's got the ability to do something one-on-one.
Boom. Marlon, take Oba off.
That's why he brought Pepe on.
So why could he have not? Because I was going to say that about Aubameyang. The thing is with Aubameyang today, he's starting to improve, so you don't really want to bring him off. But if it's not working, then just slightly change it and give Martinelli a chance.
What do you mean by he's not working? He scored one already. How is it not working?
Let me jump in for a quick second here. The scoop with Martinelli is, and you and I have always had this back and forth, Aubameyang needs set up. He doesn't create as many chances on his own. Martinelli is the kind of player that can do that. He can create something on his own. I think so. I mean,
I've not seen Martinelli create chances for himself.
Okay, but hold on a second, Kev. Why is it so difficult for people to get their head round, or you to get your head round. What Amanda is saying is, on and off, on a game like this, right, where really with Aston Villa got two games in hand on us, and, you know, a European place still within reach, and you've got to win this, and it's not working, and you're not troubling the opposition, and they're compressing you. Why not bring on a player with a bit of an X factor to come off the bench and put and just sub Aubameyang, save him for Europe, give Martinelli 15 minutes, give him a shot.
He wants to win, but this is the thing. What you're doing is you are. It's not a matter of we created chances enough to win. What you're saying is bringing Martinelli on would have given us a better chance. No, we had the opportunities to win. We had
it. So why not bring on another player who might be able to finish an opportunity?
Because he'd already made the adjustments.
We're saying, like, okay, don't be so black and white about it. Think shades of grey. Perhaps, maybe, Martinelli should have been a sub he should have thought of earlier.
Well, he never. So, again, you're talking in hindsight. All this is hindsight. If we'd
but
have done this,
that's the point of the discussion. It's no, saying that maybe Arteta got his subs wrong today a little bit. One,
but he didn't, because the problem was we didn't take our chances. That was the problem.
Yeah, that's the first problem, and I agree. And I said that at the beginning.
Well, we know that.
But if we're not taking our chances, why not bring someone on that might take a chance? No, that's all I'm saying.
No, what I'm saying is, the form guy isn't Martinelli. The form guy is Pepe. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that
of course.
Correct? Right. Yeah. So he leaves Aubameyang on, he puts Lacazette on, and he brings Pepe on. Them three are the form guys in the team, not Martinelli. The fact of the matter is, Pepe should have buried it. He didn't. There should have been a penalty. That's you're only ever going to probably get two or three opportunities by making the adjustments. We got two or three. We never took them. So what more can the manager do?
Hold on.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the bigger picture, not only today. We are having a problem scoring goals. We need to be able to put these games out of sight. So I'm talking from the last maybe four or five matches. Let's try a Martinelli. My question is not only today. I've been thinking about... What's he got to do to get on the pitch?
What did we do in the last game?
No, I know what you're saying, but I'm not only just talking about today.
What did we do in the last
today.
Game?
Yes, I know. But my point
but you
is
said
this.
We're struggling to score goals.
No.
We scored three goals against Benfica, and yes, we scored three goals against Leicester.
But this whole thing about, you know, if Pepe gets his chance and whatever, like some people say in chat, it's a moot point. But he didn't. So yeah,
and Martinelli might score that. Who knows?
Why not give him a chance? Yeah, but because he'd already adjusted.
We're talking about before the adjustments, why not give the kid a chance in a game, Kev?
Because what you're saying
is Pepe's in form.
Pepe's in form, and I understand that. But with 10 minutes to go, why not bring the boy on?
You're saying to me, Sophie, you think Pepe should have started. That's what you said.
I would have started Pepe.
But if Pepe don't start, Pepe should be coming on.
Yeah, we're not disputing that.
So what are you talking about then?
I'm saying,
why is it so illegal to take Aubameyang off? Why would it be so illegal?
I never said it's illegal. I said
he's had a good game. He's had a terrible season. I understand that.
No, we're talking about today.
Yes, now.
He scored one goal.
Kev.
Well, he didn't, because he adjusted, because he fought Lacazette at the top, with Aubameyang on one side and Pepe on the other, we'll get the job done. And we could have got the job done, but we never took our chances, even with the adjustment.
And also, well done, Jack. Saka was so poor today. Why not bring Gabby on? All we're saying is give him a chance.
He could have caught on with those three.
You could have bought Oberoff at the end. You could have bought Saka off and bought him on. We're just saying, like, why is
he brought Ceballos on? So he uses up the substitutions.
Before that, Kev, like, why not give this kid a chance? That's all. That's all we're saying. Why is he not getting a chance? I've already explained it. All right.
I've already explained it.
I understand what you're saying, but he's gone for
the tried and tested and the hot players. He's kept Aubameyang on. He played Lacazette because it's physical.
He couldn't finish. He couldn't hit a door barn today.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
The okay, fact but when the matter barn is, door, sorry.
The fact. The fact of the matter is, he brought Pepe on, he kept Aubameyang on, and he put Lacazette down the middle because Lacazette's better at getting hold of the ball.
Can I just ask, Kev, what at what time did these subs come on? Do you know? I'm talking about Lacazette, Pepe.
I'll tell you now, one sec.
Because for me, that's not a problem bringing them two on because they are in form and that's not the issue. 5 or 10 minutes to go, throw Martinelli on, take Saka off. That's the only thing I'm trying to say. The kid could have gone at the defence and scored for us. I'm not saying he would have, obviously. But my point is, why not try?
So Lacazette came on in the 63rd. Pepe came on in the 69th.
Right.
And Ceballos came on in the 80th.
So obviously Ceballos was playing for Partey because obviously that. So really there isn't another sub you can do.
You could have taken Saka off.
I'm not talking about
the subs, you guys. Stop it. And people in chat saying you can only have three subs.
No, but you are talking about
it's
the sub.
Bollocks.
You're talking about taking Saka off.
I am saying that before anyone is subbed, why not sub Saka off for Martinelli?
Because,
why not sub Oba for Martinelli? Why not give him a chance?
I've already answered this.
Right, because so
I know
reason
you have.
He's saying that is because Pepe and Lacazette are in form. And if we didn't have Pepe on today, we would have said, why didn't he bring the informed player on? That's what Kev's saying. So then you don't have a chance.
It's just excruciatingly painful.
Wait a second. Ceballos was planned for Partey. That's one sub gone. So Lacazette he wanted to bring on for that reason.
Stop with the numbers of subs. It's not, it's like, it's got nothing to, because that's planned.
That's planned. Now I sort of get what Kev's saying, but I'm going to go for the bigger picture here, Kev. Any game, all right? Any game apart from today, say. I understand the subs a little bit more now as you've explained that. But why not just try Martinelli? I'm not saying maybe in the next game. But why not just...
No, but,
okay, we've got to stop this. We're going around in circles.
Sophie, can I just make this point? I think this is really important. You are pinning your hopes on a kid who hasn't played 6 months of football against Nicola Pepe, Alexander Lacazette, and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. That's what you're telling me. He should be on the pitch before Lacazette and Pepe. That's what you're telling me, yes?
Wow. No.
So I'm asking you, is that what you're telling me?
I think he would have been on before Lacazette for me today.
Can I just say that I'm saying is it would be nice in a game where we're struggling for goals and we're not bearing our chances to bring on a player that might be super hungry and is very talented and just give him 15 minutes. I'm not talking about what was planned and three subs and people trying to teach us about, oh, you only get three subs in a game. Stop that. All I'm saying is why not give Martinelli a chance? Saka was having a poor game. Aubameyang faded out of the game. That's all.
And he's explained that Lacazette and Pepe are on fire at the moment.
Oh my God.
Yes,
we know
but
this.
There's no other sub. So if he's going to do Ceballos for Partey, there's no other sub.
What is it you don't get about the fact that it's not about the damn subs and when they're made? Even before
you
the
mean
game.
Generally, yes. I'm a little bit with you on this now. I just want to see, I want to know the reason he's not even being picked. It would be nice. I'd like to see him on. That's all. I'm not pinning my hopes on him, Kev. He just gives us something different.
But you are. Well, you are pinning your hopes on him. If you're saying he could come on and score.
He could.
Yeah, but you would say that about Lacazette and you would say that about Pepe as well.
I would say that.
Yes. And I think
that's my point.
Yeah, of course. But there is this thing with Martinelli that he has got such great potential that we're not seeing it. So I think that's what we're trying to...
And he is the future.
Well, he is, and if he's not going to play him...
Well, he is. He will. But let me just tell you this. He is the future.
Okay, let's see. Let's see when he picks him. What we've got Olympiacos Thursday night. Oh, my God. I've just realised we've got Tottenham on the Sunday. Right.
We're fine. Listen... We're fine.
We're good. We're just pissed off. We're all pissed off. All listen, Arsenal fans.
We're all cheesed off because of the result. And this is what, listen, we're just dissecting. That's what we're doing.
I mean, what is wrong with saying, why can't you give Martinelli a chance? That's it. Everyone getting caught up in the, but he made subs, but he did this, but he did that. That's, park that to the side. All it is like, you know, one minute we're raving about him, the next minute we've got to rest him, then Partey comes back, he's been injured, but he can come back. Like, Saka, yeah, it's just, why not just give him a chance? That's all. He's a very talented player who, unlike Saka and ESR, maybe doesn't have that loyalty to Arsenal as a young player and might be looking for us for first team football sometime
soon.
He's going nowhere.
I hope so.
I'm telling you, he's going nowhere.
What about Balogun? Is he going anywhere?
Who knows? Look, by the sounds of things.
Thank you, Tofa.
By the sounds of things, he might be going, he might be staying. Nobody really knows until we get to the end.
Maybe he's going to unleash Martinelli at White Hart Lane next week. Or is he at Arsenal? I don't know where it is,
actually. Emirates, isn't
it? All right. Maybe he's going to unleash him at the Emirates against Tottenham.
By the way, what was Arteta's rating for you guys? We never actually rated him.
I give Arteta a 7 today.
I think I'd give him a 6. Mm. And that's the lowest I've given him, if I'm honest.
Give him a 5.
That's a shock. Right. Any other business?
Let's see. Arteta 7, 7, 7, 5, 4, 8.
And that's the beauty of football. Look at the difference in opinions and player ratings. We all see it so differently. And that's the beauty of football. It's all about opinions.
It's all about opinions. It is.
Xhaka stayed on the pitch. Unbelievable. Chambers gets a shot. Been out of the team for how long? Well done, Tofa, for bringing that up.
Because we need
all right.
Position.
So
maybe,
listen.
Maybe we should play Martinelli there.
Why not? Jesus. I mean, it's really shocking when, you can't criticise Arteta for any of his choices.
The problem is, Kev, we've created chances today we've not put away, and there may be a chance that Martinelli might have put them away. So we're just able
should've
to question.
Should have, could have, would have. Well, it doesn't matter.
But he didn't try it, so we don't know.
Well, you're never going to know. So you can't criticise then.
I'm asking a question.
You can't criticise it when he made adjustments.
I can criticise.
Saying you can't criticise when the man makes adjustments.
No, he did. And he would have. Pepe would have come on for all of us.
No, hold on. If Pepe never come on and Martinelli come on and Martinelli never took the chances, what would the fans have said then?
Absolutely.
Pepe should have come on. Well, you can't win.
Pepe would have scored that.
Yeah, you can't win.
But Pepe didn't score it. No, and we won all at Turf Moor. And we have to move on. We do. We've done our player ratings. We've said what we got to say.
We've got to move forward. We've got Olympiacos in the week.
Oh, God.
What if we lose that game and we lose against Spurs?
What if we do?
What happens if we win? Yeah, let's be a bit positive here.
Again, what if we do? What can we do?
It's a
game of football.
Yeah, true. But, just saying that... Yeah,
but what are you saying, Solve?
I'm saying that... If we lost, we're not playing...
What can we do? We can lose.
You've been doing that with the subs, the what ifs and the this and the that. I think if Martinelli had come on for 15 minutes, sensible fans would have been like, you know what? Maybe still a bit rusty. Maybe it wasn't a good... You can't criticise and kill everything. All we're saying is would be nice to maybe see him play some minutes. If Chambers is going to get minutes, why can't Martinelli? I mean, seriously, it's just a joke.
We're in different positions.
Right. We're going to be back on Monday. We have the day off tomorrow. A well-deserved rest for everybody to get there. There's not going to be a lot of Sophie time today. I want out of this.
She wants to go to bed. She wants to go to bed and wake up and like it never happened.
Hey, she go to bed with a samurai tonight. I'm telling you. Shagadrana cutlass.
She might wake up in a few hours a bit happier.
It's just one of those games where you wonder, how the F did we lose? How
we didn't lose.
I like saying that to make sure you're still awake. It feels like we lost, okay?
It does, but we do try and err onto the side of some positivity.
No, we've been very, we've been very, very positive. And it's okay to be critical. I don't think we're being negative. I just think we're speaking to what we've seen today. And it wasn't great. It just wasn't. And
listen,
we got out-coached by Sean Dyche in the second half.
I don't think we got out-coached.
No, we did. No, we did.
Tariq.
Oh, let's stop. Okay, I'm not doing another half an hour of this. PG,
The thing is,
I'm getting off. If you think that's out-coaching, Jesus Christ, flipping aura. Stay up a bit of intensity and press us, and that's out-coaching. Come on, man.
I think
half-time team talk was better. I must have been. They came out ready to.
The tactical department in the second half. Wow. But anyway, moving on. We're allowed to say what we want, Casey, and that's
I never said
say.
You can't. I'm just saying, if you think that's being out-coached.
Did he not have his team better prepared with some type of fire coming out in the second half? He does. He just wants to keep going.
I think he just wants to wind us up.
No, I don't. Actually,
he's going to go and sunbathe because
I've got work.
Bloody sun out.
All right, listen. It's one of those games where it's just frustrating. And thanks for joining us. Hit the like,
everybody. Thanks to everybody. Hit the likes.
We've had very different opinions today, even with the squaddies in chat and stuff. And we're not going to talk about VAR because it is garbage. It got it right today and it got it wrong today. I mean, you're damned if you don't.
But what is the point in VAR at the moment? Seriously, just put the ref back on the pitch, get rid of the rest of it, because you're going to get right results, you're going to get wrong results, and it swings and roundabouts. For all the people that are my age that know what swings and roundabouts mean, we did all right in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Why the hell do we need this VAR?
The worst thing about it, PG, is this, SD, is this. If you're bringing it in, the least you could do is get 90-odd% right. That's the least you could do is get 90-odd% right.
But you know what, Kev? It's
embarrassing.
The fact that his arm was out there, yeah? The fact two refs behind VAR or three all thought, oh, no, it's not.
But they're not refs,
I want a word with them.
They're not refs, are they?
Well, who are they?
Exactly. Because they can't be refs.
By the way, the Granit Xhaka that came into chat today, he can come back. Whoever that is, absolute genius, can I just say.
It's probably Carl. He's probably changed his name.
Oh, God.
Listen, guys.
It has ruined the game, John. It has. I don't enjoy it anymore. When a goal goes in, straight away, I sit there now. I just go, well, VAR, what's that been?
This is interesting. DJ Easy, we calmed you down.
Yeah, because you know what it is, right? When you're fuming, you want to talk to other people that are fuming, and we're all fuming. So it does calm. I'm a bit calmer now. Thank you.
I'm sad. I'm trying
to think positive that there's two midday games and we haven't lost them.
Listen, it feels like a loss because we should have won the damn game. That's why it feels like a loss. We should have won the game. Whichever way we should have won it, we should have been out of sight in the first half. And at the end, we had opportunities to win the game, and they never got given, or we never took our chances. That's the frustrating part. Yeah.
Do you know what it is, Kev? I was brought up by my father, who one day will be on this podcast and shock you all. He's always said the same thing. If you don't take your chances, you don't win games. But it gets boring. He said it for about 45 years, and no more succinct than today. And that's life.
We didn't
take our chances and we didn't take the 3 points. We're moving on, John. Thanks for that. We will move on and say goodbye.
I'm not sleepy. I'm sad. So look, there's breakdown, right? There's rock bottom, okay? Meltdown, breakdown, rock bottom. Today with this team in the league, I've hit my rock bottom. You know why? Because I really felt that we could go on a really good run, try and win this game, maybe get a draw. You never know, North London derbies aren't easy. And I just feel sad. I feel sad for where we're at in the league. I feel like sad that we're still a cup team. It's sad that we don't have decent players. You know, it's sad that there's a manager that sometimes keeps making the same mistakes. It's just sad. And I'm going to wear my heart on my sleeve. And that's how I feel today. I feel a bit blue about this result. But yeah. Keep telling me I'm tired. Go on, John.
Well, you're probably a little bit tired. But we'll move on. Anyway.
Don't you just love it when people tell you how and why you're feeling what you're feeling? I just love it. No. It's fantastic.
Right.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's move out. It's time to go.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. Thanks for Sophie to get up in the middle of the night as usual. Kev, thanks very much. To all the squaddies, we love you. Press like, press dislike. And as Sophie says, if you press dislike, we'll still love you. And we move on to Olympiacos next Thursday. Sophie and Kev will see you Monday night. And
I won't.
No, Kev, you won't. Yeah, Sophie, we'll be back with Monday Madness. And, Monday Madness. I have a treat in store.
I'll be back Tuesday.
I might be back Tuesday as well. We got John Harkes on Tuesday. We've got Kevin Says next week. We've got a fantastic Greek journalist to help us preview Olympiacos. And then on Friday, we have the really engaging and very interesting Mr. Hugh Wizzy coming on the show. So I think you guys will love that. Huge lineup for next week, guys. You won't want to miss it.
And then Sophie and I are going on a late night pod, aren't we? Next Friday night.
My big fat Greek something with Mike.
Yes, it's his birthday on the Gooners. Is it the Gooners podcast?
Gooner podcast, yeah.
The Gooner podcast, yeah. So we're doing two next Friday night. Anyway, enjoy your afternoon if you can. Always Arsenal.